Welcome to the NewsRamp Food and Beverage Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, August 11th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of food and beverage news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Q&A with Kevin Baxter, co-founder and executive producer, The Big Dill World's Largest Pickle Party. Kevin Baxter, co-founder and executive producer of The Big Dill World's Largest Pickle Party, leads a talented team that has grown the festival into the world's premier pickle event. With over 1.2 million social media followers and 10 million monthly impressions, The Big Dill has become a global community of pickle lovers. The festival returns to Baltimore this fall as part of the In My Pickle Era tour, highlighting the city's history with pickles and unique culinary experiences. The event's economic impact on Baltimore includes filling hotels, packing restaurants, and giving vendors their best sales days of the year. The festival's success is fueled by partnerships with major brands like Molson Coors, Frank's RedHot, and The Wonderful Company, as well as collaborations with local vendors. As the Big Dill expands to new cities, lessons from Baltimore are applied to tailor each event to the local market. The future of the Big Dill includes adding more cities to the tour, releasing new merchandise, and working on big brand collaborations for 2026, with potential partnerships in venues like Citi Field in New York and Mall of America in Minnesota. Sigler Guff leads refinancing for AeroFarms as vertical farming advances with profitable push. AeroFarms, the indoor vertical farming company based in Ringgold Vaugh, has secured refinancing led by Sigler Guff to support operations in Danville Vaugh. The company also raised equity financing to fund pre-construction activities at a second farm. AeroFarms aims to provide local food production while preserving natural resources. Sigler Guff, along with Waterside Commercial Finance, provided interim financing until an expected permanent USDA-guaranteed loan is received. The new loan offers a more favorable interest rate and interest-only terms. The equity funding came from existing investors, including Grosvenor Food and AgTech and IKEA subsidiary Inca Investments. AeroFarms, which emerged from bankruptcy in 2023, has focused on profitable microgreens production and has been successful in recent quarters. AeroFarms raises fresh equity, refinances debt in profitable push. AeroFarms, the indoor vertical farming company based in Ringgold, Virginia, has successfully refinanced its debt and raised new equity financing to support its operations. The company's CEO, Molly Montgomery, emphasized their vision of providing local food production while preserving natural resources. With support from investors like Sigler Guff and Waterside Commercial Finance, AeroFarms has secured interim financing and a more favorable interest rate for its operations. Despite a decline in funding for vertical farming companies, AeroFarms has demonstrated profitability and sustainability, focusing on producing microgreens at scale. With a strong emphasis on higher margin products, AeroFarms aims to play a significant role in the global fresh food supply chain.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Food and Beverage Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.